and welcome to Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers. Typically, this is the part where Hope says, that's Sarah, she loves books. And I say, that's Hope, she loves talking to me about books. But we don't have her lovely voice on the podcast. Instead, we have another voice. For those who may be reoccurring listeners, you may recognize her voice. Liz, would you like to say hello?
Hello, Say Smutters.
Say Smutters. I love that. If you don't know Liz, she is a dear friend of the podcast. She also does a lot of reading. She dabbles in romance, but you typically do thrillers and fantasy. That's mm-hmm. kind of your cup of tea. But I like to have you on to talk about kind of our recaps of what we're reading throughout the year, talk about some bookish content, and just have a good yap sesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love a yap.
Yeah, we're yappers. And if you don't know, we do have a sticker that says certified yapper, and it is currently on your Kindle.
It is, because yeah. I am a certified yapper.
We are certified yappers. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of things to yap about. It's a crazy week this week, and our lovely friend Hope is so busy at her bakery job. And so we just thought we'd do a little yapping before gobbling some turkey this week. So just to get started, what are you currently reading, Liz?
I am currently reading Just Another Missing Person by Jillian McAllister. It's with a G, so I think it's Jillian. Yeah. She's a British author, which I do struggle with. Sorry, British people. But I loved her book, Wrong Place, Wrong Time. I know Sarah hated it, but that's okay. And it's a thriller.
Yeah. Wrong Place, Wrong Time was a book club book for me. And it was a struggle because I didn't like the time jumping. And mm-hmm. okay, our friend Addie and I came up with an agreement that if I ever get stuck in a time loop of any sort, that we will just believe each other initially because we'll cut out so many issues, you know, because there's so many mm-hmm. chapters of her just like, I have to repeat everything because we started a new time loop. And mm-hmm. it's like, that bothers the shit out of me. But you're saying, does this one have a different pace? Like, is it not that backwards time?
It's not appearing to be, no. It seems to be like a regular thriller, but I'm okay. only like three chapters in. Basically, someone goes missing. The main character is a cop, and she is confronted with someone trying to blackmail her into planting evidence about the person who went missing to, like, ensure that someone's convicted on the crime. But they have something on her to blackmail her into doing it. So that's all I know so far.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
There could be time stuff.
Yeah, but you were telling me about this, and I'm like, that's a lot for just the first three chapters.
Yeah, no, normally thrillers, like, don't tell you because they go into, like, something about her daughter and what her daughter did to make it so they can blackmail her. And it's like, normally you don't find that out till, like, way down the book. So yeah. I don't know. I'm interested.
Well, that's like, we were talking last night, and I have now done back-to-back thrillers. I am turning into a thriller girly. I know, it's such a big deal. I did Middle of the Night, and I felt like I was dragging. I'm thankful I listened to that book because mm-hmm. I felt like I could multitask and I wasn't like dedicating 10 hours of physically reading the book. But it was like I wasn't getting enough information fast enough.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Riley Sager doesn't like to give information fast enough. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I did last night. Okay. And by the way, after you told me that one spoiler, it happened as soon as I started listening again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But if you listen to our podcast, you know that we typically cover smut. What was the last romance book that you read?
Oh, I read Dream Girl Drama by Tessa Bailey as an ARC.
Yeah, when does that come out? Do you know?
Let me look on my Goodreads because I have the memory of a pea. February 4th.
Okay. And I also have it. I haven't gotten to the A Pear Affair yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to read that one first before I dive into that arc that we have. But what did you think?
It was like very different for her. This is the sports romance series she's working on. And this one is a forbidden like relationship. It's a soon to be stepbrother and stepsister. And they reference it a lot in the A Pear Affair, the previous book, and it's just like, ew, like, I can't get behind this. And then this book goes into their past and, you know, all of that. And I liked it. I was fully convinced it wouldn't be a happily ever after, but no one writes non-happily ever afters, you know? So,
yeah.
Sorry if that's a spoiler. But, no, it was good. It was just very different for Tessa. And you still feel that kind of, like, ick a little throughout it. But it was good. It was good.
It redeemed itself a yes, little bit. Yeah. Well, I listened to the Merriest Misters. And if you follow us on Instagram or TikTok, follow us at Say Smut Podcast. But I did the Merriest Misters, which is a queer romance. And if you ever watched the 1994, I believe that's the year, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, it's literally that. But it features a gay couple who turns into Santa Claus and the Merriest Mister instead of Mrs. Claus. And they go up to fix their marriage up at the North Pole. It's very, very cute. But I want to also talk about your Bookstagram that you just started. Tell us a little bit about how you got kickstarted and what it's been like.
Yeah, my Bookstagram is I Can Do It With a Good Book, play on Taylor Swift's I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. And it's been fun. I feel like I have a lot of thoughts about books. I love taking content. Part of my reasoning was because I do social media as my main job, but primarily for B2B clients. So I've been wanting to kind of flex my creative muscle a bit more and learn how to edit videos better. And so this was kind of like a creative outlet for me to do that and also yap about my books.
Yeah. And what do you think you've like learned the most about? Because I think like I have been like deep on the book talk community, and now you're like deep in the Bookstagram community. Like, what do you think is like something that you've like taken away from what those conversations are like online?
I feel like everyone's just very welcoming in the community. I feel like they all just love talking about books, and they don't really care about like gaining followers or like, it seems very different from the TikTok side of like, I don't really see many promotions or ads or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At least with, and I feel like I just follow a lot of smaller people, but I feel like that's been very interesting to kind of get away from like constant shoving in your face advertising.
That's true. And yeah. I feel like Bookstagram, because it's such a visual platform of like photos and stuff, like people aren't necessarily going on Bookstagram to rant as they do on Book Talk. And so I'm just very deep on the Book Talk of like people coming out with comments about certain authors or books or like creators or whatever it is. And I don't know, there's just always drama going on. And I think a lot of it is productive, where it's like, we need to be having these conversations. We need to be amplifying marginalized content creators or authors. But then there's some of it that's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Like we did a, not a TikTok, a podcast mini episode, almost when we started the podcast a year ago, about men coming on to Book Talk.
Yeah.
And that conversation kicked back up again because post-election, there was a prominent male, I don't know how prominent, but like a male Book Talk creator who was like speaking out pro-Trump, and he then turns around and is like, oh, well, now the Book Talk community is not supporting me, I'll go find another community, essentially. And everyone was like, well, see, that just proves our point. It felt like you were just here to get female followers, and now you're just going to jump to another community. It doesn't feel like you were here for the books. But one conversation that I find really fascinating lately is the conversation around the use of AI to promote books.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, not really, but I feel like AI is in everything.
I mean, so. AI is literally consuming our world, but like one of the main things is that, you know, people are saying AI art, like if you were to like plug in some keywords and creating like those moving videos like with your characters or whatever, people just feel like it's a cop out when there are real artists who would love to create art around your books or whatever, but you're just not willing to pay them.
Yeah, and you're stealing other artists' art, basically.
Essentially. Or like just using AI, like just using a cheap cop out. I don't know.
Right.
If you have the money, just do it. I don't know. It just feels gross.
Do not like.
Also, the concept of like overconsumption in the book world, like people are like saying how, you know, okay, overconsumption, like we shouldn't be promoting this, but it's like, okay, other people have all other types of hobbies, you know, like that consume or purchase a million things that they collect, and this is just another one, but it's predominantly female focused, so are we just being hypercritical of women?
I know, but I also find it so hard because, like, as a child, I would read a book. I was, like, a huge reader as a kid, and my mom would take me to the bookstore, and she'd let me pick out two or three books, and I'd pick by the covers, because we didn't have Goodreads back then, and I'd pick them out, and I'd go home and read them, and then we'd go to the store and get more books. Like, I kind of wish I would have stayed that way, because the concept of my physical TBR is so overwhelming, and then, like, we keep adding with new books we want, which is not necessarily a consumption, it's just, like, there's constantly more content being created. Like, this isn't a knock to purchasing and supporting authors, in my opinion.
No, but I think the idea of, like, I need it now. Mm-hmm. And, like, because there are so many times when, first of all, if it's an author I really, really adore and, like, I've consumed all their content, there's probably about 10 to 20 of them that I feel mm-hmm. this way. I want to buy it on, like, publishing week because I know that it's profitable for them and it's good for them for their work. But if it's a book that, like, I'm on the fence about or whatever, it's like I have gotten so much more strict this year about I'm just going to get it from a library. I'm mm-hmm. just going to get it from Libby or get it secondhand or, like, I don't need to buy it now. There's so many other things on my TBR I need to address before. And I'll add it to, like somebody was like, you guys, this is why the Goodreads want to read feature is on there. Like, you don't need to physically buy it to put it on your TBR.
Yeah. I struggle with it, though, with Bookstagram now because I'm like, well, I want to post it on Bookstagram and I want to be able to show it. Yes. And, like, with the Pumpkin Spice Cafe that was popping off during fall, like, I bought it because I was like, oh, this content will be good. But it's like, is it worth my $18 just to post a photo?
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted to buy the Wicked book, the new edition. $40. Sprayed edges, $40, slightly foiled on the... It's not worth it. No one buy it.
Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up because one creator, and I'm so sorry. I cannot remember her name off the top of my head. I love following her because even though I don't agree with her on everything, I love her takes. Like, I just love, like, hearing her things. You've talked about her before. Yeah. And she talked about her ins and outs for next year. Mm-hmm. And she said one of the things that she wants out is, like, special edition everything, because then nothing is special edition, right? But, like, you know what I'm saying? If everything has sprayed edges, if they're not hard to get, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I know that was happening before this, but it really got intense around Fourth Wing.
Yes.
Because the sprayed edges and them being like, only the first edition. runs are going to get this. And then everyone freaked out. And then... And another thing she said is, like, all of these special editions are so beautiful, and then you want it for your bookshelf, and it's that consumption core concept of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you find out it's a mid-tier, like, book. It's not edited well. The plot's mid. Like, and I think one of her other things was, like, we need to be out with romanticy until we can get our shit together, because she's like, I just feel like people are essentially pumping romanticy novels out and not really thinking about... If we're going to make this a 3-book series, like, how can we make it really integrative and, like, really immersive? And they're just pumping out
stuff. Just, like, copies of Fourth Wing. But on the special edition, I feel like I would argue against that because I... Hello, cat. I just heard a meow that sounded like...
Yeah, sorry, my kitties are locked away.
Never apologize for the cats. I would rather have all books be, like, beautiful like that. And I think my biggest issue with that, and we've talked about this, is, like, FOMO of these, you know, missing out. But if we don't limit any of them, we don't have to feel that. Like, I'd rather these books have the special editions and the sprayed edges all the time, so it doesn't feel like I have to go buy it now because I know it'll be available in the future. But the scarcity tactic is so real, and I'm working on it in therapy.
So true. No, I get it, though. And, like, especially when everything is about aesthetic right now, and like even people, content creators on TikTok have been like, if you don't have this gorgeous bookshelf behind you when you create content, like, people aren't going to stay and watch your videos. Like,
shut up.
That's so crazy. Yeah. And, like, I invested in a Kindle this year. Woo-hoo. As I was peer pressured by so many of the people in our friend group.
Yeah, and you love it.
I do. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. But it's also prevented me from just, like, impulse buying so many books and adding them to my physical TBR because I also did Kindle Unlimited for a mm-hmm. while, and it helped me read some of the books that have been on my shelves forever, because like mm-hmm. maybe you and I are both pretty sensitive about like fonts and
yes.
like how many words are on the page and stuff like that.
Yeah,
all,
you can adjust it yeah. on the Kindle.
So the Kindle like makes it more adaptable to mm-hmm. me to read. But I still want to, like, support the author or whatever.
Right.
And even, like, the concept of, like, getting a trophy book after you've read it. It's so hard, right?
Yeah. But I also struggle with purchasing books on Kindle because, which I rarely do, I either get it from Libby or it's on KU or I read ARCs on my Kindle. Because purchasing a book on Kindle for me, when it's, like, $10
yes
when a physical book could be 18, like, and I might not ever read that book again, but at least if it's on my shelf, it's like pretty and I can create content with it, and you know,
or you could even resell it.
Yes, versus a Kindle thing. I can't yeah. resell that book on my Kindle.
But I think with Kindle, I've gotten to the phase of like, unless it's a new release that I know I absolutely want and like I am going to read it immediately, mm-hmm. I will buy it for $10 or $12.
Right.
But I have a pretty hard limit of like, it's got to be about $6 or less.
Agree. Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And I also feel like I had a thought and it went away.
That's
so
okay.
That's sometimes brain
that's
doesn't
just a
work.
Yap. That's just a good yap sesh.
Good yap sesh.
No, there's just so many hot topics that I think right now, especially as we approach the holidays and like people just buying and buying and buying,
mm-hmm.
Which I wanted to ask you. I know I'm putting you on the spot and you told me not to. We are both bookish people and we buy for each other and we buy for others.
Yeah.
And we both love giving gifts. So what would you gift a bookish person?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Cass, if you're listening, you better mute this.
Yeah.
I got a bookish friend as my Secret Santa. We're doing a little Secret Santa. She knows that I'm her Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are yappers.
Yeah.
But I got her, again, Cass, this is your final warning. I got her a page embosser.
Yes.
And you and I have the stamp. And I went back and forth on, like, the stamp. Or it basically says, like, from the library of Liz Warner, and it yeah. has a cute little book in the middle with some flowers. There's a bunch of different designs on Etsy, but I got her an embosser.
Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because somebody, I loaned out some books to somebody mm-hmm. in book club, and I have the stamp, like you said, but mm-hmm. somebody gifted me the embosser not realizing I had the stamp, so I do have both.
Oh, cute.
But I had loaned out these books. She comes back to book club with my books, and she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that you had a stamp that had this. This is such a clever idea for anybody who's like yeah. a big book person. No, that's excellent.
Yeah, and the embosser came with like stickers, like the gold foil stickers that, you know, when something's embossed
yes.
and it's on that. And I feel like that would be good too, because if you were going to resell your books, you could like take the sticker out potentially if like
yeah.
the stickiness isn't too bad. I always just resell them with my full name in there.
I do too.
I'm like, honestly, it's fine. If someone has bought multiple books at Half Price Books with my name in it, they're probably like, I'm looking for her next time. She has good quality.
She knows. But if you're giving it away, you're also like, I hate this book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But no, that's such a good point, because my favorite thing is going to our Half Price Books and going and looking at a book and being like, is
Same.
This the one
is
that
this
I
my
gave
book? Yeah.
Another thing, if you have a Kindle user, obviously
yes.
stickers, fun sticker packs, but those pop sockets.
Yes.
Some fun pop socket.
I think it's
caps.
Ivy Resin Shop on Instagram or TikTok. I'm looking at Sarah's right now. Get the ones that are the MagSafe, so you can take them off and put them on. But B, they are like tarot card ones, or they're different like resin rather than mm-hmm. just like a plain boring pop socket, I feel like is really good.
Yeah, and we love this is not an advertisement. I want to make
no,
the, all of this
was.
Abundantly clean. Oh, I would happily advertise for Page the Shop.
Page the Shop,
I will suck your dick so hard. I literally love their cases, but like,
but you need to stop making them, because I have two or three already. I have one Kindle.
I know.
Her name is Meg.
Meg, I can't do anymore.
No.
Like, I already have, like, you know, the clear case that you can put your...
Yeah, of course.
So, like, I just keep swapping shit out. And then I have, like, the little fabric holders.
Also a good gift.
Another good gift if you have, like, a pocket. And if you have somebody who's not a Kindle reader who reads physical books, these pockets can be made in different sizes. These like book pockets or book sleeves can be made in different sizes. So I have one for like physical books and like three or four for my Kindles.
Right.
So
no, Page the Shop, I am literally debating buying another Kindle, which overconsumption core. But hear me out. I want the small one. Page calls it the baby ass Kindle, because that one's smaller than the Paperwhite, and then you can just keep that in your purse at all times. Because the worst feeling is leaving the house without your Kindle. Like,
it is.
It's devastating. And that one's only like $80, I think, on Amazon right now. So like,
it'd Black be, Friday deal.
Yeah, it would. I'm not gonna buy it right now, but like, I'll put it on my list perhaps as like a, you know, just nice to have, just in case.
Yeah, just keep it on the reg.
I think my other slightly random gift idea for those who read Kindles or physical books, but primarily Kindles, is a Neato Nice Cube, and I'm playing with mine right now.
Yeah.
It's a fidget.
If you have ADHD.
Yeah, I mean, a regular person might like it too, but specifically ADHD, I like pick my scalp a lot when I read, or I need something to do with my other hand, you
I'm
know?
The same way. We're all just like starting messing with something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, would recommend one of them too. I wish I could show it to you, but just Google it. It's like $5 at Scheels.
And we were just talking about this. I'm somebody who, we were just talking about signed copies of books. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of authors who, like, I like their work, but I haven't read all of it or something. Mm-hmm. And I might get a signed book of a book that I haven't read yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so our friend Cass, so if you're listening, Cass, you can now listen again.
Sorry, Cass.
She went to Y'all Fest and got a signature for me from one of the authors that I really like. Mm-hmm. And but she didn't have a book for her to sign. So she has like these little library cards.
So
like
cute.
The ones that fit in the sleeve inside the book.
Yeah.
And it was just, she signed it like to Sarah from, I think her name is Inez.
Isabella Banez.
Isabella Banez. Thank you. But it was just so sweet. And then she just sent it in the mail to me. And we're going to go to Romance Con next year. And I don't know if I want to lug around a million books.
Right.
So instead, having those little library cards in the sleeves, then I can have the signature. And if I want to keep the signature with other books, but I want to sell that book, I can sell the book and keep the signature.
Yeah.
But I can keep it tucked into that book
and, like,
too.
Use it as a bookmark.
Yeah.
Like a little nameplate. Yeah. Yeah. Now I want to do that for sure.
Wow. Okay. Well, anything else for book?
I'm literally just looking around your room. I do think we were just at Barnes yesterday, and if you go the day after Christmas, they have all their Christmas stuff on sale.
Like mega on sale.
Mm-hmm. And we got this cute snow globe. I'm also staring at it right now. I wish we could be on video. I just want to show these all off. But it has a Christmas tree made out of books. But this year they stepped it up, and there's a trend on, it's on Bookstagram right now. I don't know if it's made it to Book Talk, but where people like beat the shit out of their books. I mean, which is fine, but they like lay them down and they make a book tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they crack the spine type of thing. Anyway, that's inside a snow globe. So Sarah's shutting the door because the cats are yapping. They just want to be part of the yap sesh.
They want to be part of the yap sesh so bad. They are yappers like their mother.
Anyway, the snow globe has a Christmas tree made out of books, and I want it, but it's $35. So that would be a good gift if anyone's listening and wants to get me a gift.
Yeah. They have really good stuff on sale after we've gone the last couple of years.
Yeah.
After
and
Christmas.
I think they do their hardcovers 50% off after, which I, oh, hot take. I'm an anti-hardcover girl, I think. If I'm going to read it, I don't want to hold it with both of my hands.
Both of my hands. That's just too much work.
I do want to say Barnes & Noble has, they have a bunch of really good gifts for book lovers if you need some, but it's so funny. I pointed it out to Sarah yesterday because we go like once a week. They had socks, and they were reading socks.
Yeah, not just normal socks. They're fuzzy reading socks.
Thank God.
The other thing that I think you should do, if you like have somebody who you love who's a really big reader, and you're like, I don't want to buy them another thing to have in their house or like whatever, buy them like a reading night kit. And like it's all their favorite snacks and maybe a little spa kit, you know, of things that they can do while or eat or consume. Things that won't be like sitting around their house, you know what I mean? But things that they can consume while reading one night or whatever. Or I've been on like the mom side of TikTok too. I don't ask me why. I'm not a mother other than to two fur babies, but people have been like, I'm gifting my sister a babysitting night or whatever is so that she can do whatever she wants to do.
Oh,
and
I
so
like
that could be a thing where you're like, I'll take care of your kids for the night so you can have a reading night and hear some goodies.
You know? Like get them a hotel room or something
or whatever.
For the 24-hour readathon.
Yeah, whatever. Something that's not a physical thing, right? Yeah. And it's more of an experience. It's something that they don't have to like. And then you can also make it whatever cost level you're ready for.
Yeah. I feel like
Okay.
I'm like, is this just becoming a bookish gift guide, I guess?
Yeah.
But I have more ideas. A reading shawl, I feel like, is nice because my hands always get cold, you know, like when you can't put your arms under the blanket when you're reading. Barnes has those too. And then lastly, maybe, if they have a Kindle, a clicker.
Yes.
So they can also just... So it'll be a page turner, basically, so they don't have to use their hands, God forbid.
God forbid. We make everything the laziest we possibly can.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I think we got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can look out for those things for Black Friday or get them prepped.
Yeah.
Maybe we say that this episode is Yap Sesh / Bookish Gift Guide.
No, I love that.
That's great. We're
on
brainstorming
the fly.
Right,
yeah.
Here. Well, I have one of your favorite things in the world.
What?
I have a game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So what I'm going to do, Hope is notorious for forgetting the plots of her books after she reads
Hope
them.
Hope is or Liz?
Sorry. Hope also, because like, she doesn't read.
I feel like Hope might forget things too, but I was like, no, I think that's me.
Actually, Hope has a really great memory.
Sorry, Hope. I didn't mean to insult you.
Liz tends to forget the plots of her books almost immediately. So I got some 1-star reviews of some of the books you've read lately.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to tell me what book you think it's of. I will tell you it's within like the last 6 to 12 months.
Okay? Girl, that is so... Can I use my Goodreads?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I think I will tell you, you gave them all rather high marks. So 4 or 5 star.
Okay.
I tried to pick quotes that you could semi figure out like what it was about.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm ready. I like this. This is funny.
Okay. So I just want you to know you can buzz out at any point.
buzz out. Take a shot.
If you're playing at home, please keep score. okay. And I'm not going to give you any more hints.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, quote, feels like the premise of a CW show that would not be renewed for a second season.
Can I have a genre of the book?
Well, what type of podcast are we on?
Oh, okay. I have no idea. Is it a Tessa Bailey book?
Just take a guess.
I can't think of a single book I've read.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to take a look at your Goodreads really
quickly? Yeah, is that allowed?
Yeah, just take a quick glance at your Goodreads of like the last couple of months of books.
Okay.
And that might help you.
Doing a quick scroll. Okay. Maybe perhaps The Secret History. I hated that book.
I know you did. No, it's The X-Hex. So.
Oh.
I mean.
That's fair.
No, that's super fair.
Okay. I loved it. Sarah DNF'd it. But that's okay.
That's fine. Okay. The next one is. And the award for the weirdest relationship / couple goes to... ...
I would go Dream Girl Drama.
Close. It is The A Pair Affair by
Tessa Bailey. Oh, fair. Also fair.
Fair. Okay, next one. Wild concept. If you buy a trail cam and set it up in your backyard that faces the woods, you're going to get a lot of photos of wildlife.
Middle of the Night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who wrote that?
Riley Sager.
Do you know who wrote the review?
Oh, you.
It was me, in fact, last night.
No, so true, though.
I just hated that every time he got this trail cam and he thought he was going to catch this ghost or this person. And throughout the whole book, he was like, I jumped when my phone pinged and it was a deer.
Okay, but
it was a bunny.
But
and it was.
But they're not in a secluded remote, like, relationship area. I don't know why relationship came into my brain. They're in like a suburban neighborhood. So why are there deer? Like, that was kind of the weird part.
I don't, girl, we live in the city and we have deer in our neighborhood.
I know, Sarah. You take a photo of a deer in our neighborhood.
Ma'am, I almost hit two deer this week.
In our neighborhood?
Yes.
On our street?
Not on this exact street, but in our neighborhood.
I don't believe it.
Okay, well, all right. Anyway, when I hit a deer, I'll have the physical proof when my car's wrecked. No, do not
manifest that.
Okay, so the next quote. So much of the book was just jerking off about food and the art.
Oh, I know.
Which I didn't care or know enough about.
The pairing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who wrote it? Who wrote the review?
Oh, you?
You did.
Oh.
That's your review.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I love Kacen McQuiston's books, but this one just wasn't it for me.
Yeah, and that's given me pause on me reading it.
But it's a beautiful copy. I'm staring at it right now. The sprayed edges. The concept is great. It just, I don't know.
Okay, next one. We've got two more.
Okay.
Okay. The main character spends the entire book complaining about how she built her entire life around her ex-fiance and then proceeds to build her entire life around another man.
Like every book ever?
Like,
so is it a thriller?
No, it is a romance.
And I read it?
Yes. It would have probably been this summer. You're cheating now.
Yeah, well, you also just told me, I have no idea. Was it, it's not another Tessa Bailey.
No.
Was it a funny story?
It was, in fact, Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Oh, I don't remember that plot at all. I have no idea.
I was like, this is going to give it away. This is going to be hands down give it away. Okay, last one. Girl was in a love triangle with the same man, and it was boring as hell.
And this was a romance?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
It's one that you absolutely love from this year.
Oh. I have no idea.
It is The 7 Year Slip by Ashley.
Oh, it's Poston. Literally, I looked at it and I was like, no, that's not it.
No.
I mean, I kind of remember that plot. Did I write that?
No, this was not your review. Oh. You don't even remember what you write. That's incredible.
I don't.
That's a fun surprise, though.
It is. It's kind of like, oh, well, and then it's nice if I ever want to reread a book. I'm like, I don't remember this at all.
I know. I have to say, you know, I've always been somebody who, like, has to retain all the information in a book. But ever since I started audiobooks, I'm like, can't remember a damn thing.
Yeah. Now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think I'm working on my therapist with this, but I think it's because since I can't picture anything in my mind.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. Like, if I say picture a gold star, like, I know what it looks like, but I can't see it. So I feel like I remember movies a bit more because that was visual.
Versus, yeah, it like, showed you. It literally yeah, showed you.
Versus, like, the book. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Before we end our podcast, I want you to tell me what your 10 before the end is going to be.
Dearest. I don't remember what that book's about.
You haven't even read it
yet. No. Love of My Afterlife. I've heard good things about that one. It's similar to like a 7 Year Slip, Dead Romantics kind of. The Prison Healer series, which I just really need something to pull me out of my slump. And I feel like that could do it. The Games Gods Play. Cass gifted me this. And it's like Hunger Games mixed with Percy Jackson, I think. A Far Wilder Magic. Sarah gifted me that book. Love Light Farms for Christmas Time. This Is How You Lose the Time War is a little cheat because it's like 100 pages, but that's fine. And then The Last Word by Taylor Adams. Knocked that one out. Hated it.
Well, at least you have 9 before the end now.
Yeah, one down.
9 to go. No, I really think the Prison Healer series is so fun. That's one where, like, I wish I would have physically read it because I didn't retain everything because I read it. I listened to it so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, shit, wait, what happened? But I loved it when I had it.
Well, you could reread it, you know?
Fun little. I could. Yeah. I could.
What's your 10 before the end? Do you have it?
Oh, that would, I'm such a mood reader.
I know that's why I'm you. Like, I don't know if I'm actually going to do it, but.
I know I just made a list, but.
Well, and I have like 8 Christmas books. And again, I don't know where I'm going to find the time for these things, but, like, I'm not going to read 20 more books before the end of the year.
I'll just lock you into my house.
Thank you.
And we'll read it all. In this we'll do a 24-hour, yeah.
Well, we should.
No, I've got quite a few that I've, like, put on my list. I did a ton of, like, mm-hmm. holiday romances this year. Mm-hmm. I need to do some fantasy to, like, break it up.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I've been doing some more, mysteries, thrillers. Yeah. I will say Where the Library Hides, the second in the Isabel series. Yes, Ibanez. I'm so sorry. I really can't say this name for some reason. Like, it's such a tongue twister for me.
Yeah.
But I am so excited to read it, and I want to be able to, like, sit and enjoy it. Like, when my life gets too busy, it's so hard for me to, like, sit and enjoy a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be like, okay, nothing's going on this week. Every day after work, I'm just going to sit and read this.
For sure.
But yeah, I have, like, a couple of cowboy romances, of course.
Of course.
And then, yeah, I just...
There's so many books to read. If everyone could stop writing books for a few years.
Yeah, just give me, like, 6 months even.
No,
to, like,
yeah.
catch up.
Yeah.
There's too
just
much.
Just relax, okay?
Yeah, chill out. Stop being so damn good at your jobs. Anyway, thank you so much, Liz.
Of course.
For joining us.
We could keep yapping, but we should cut it off.
Yeah, we should. But we will have you back on probably in a month.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about our end of year wrap ups.
Yes, for sure.
And we'll see if you did your 9 before the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take bets, everybody?
Yeah.
Over under on that?
Yeah. Let's put bets down.
Yeah.
No, otherwise, we hope you got gift ideas. We hope you got book ideas. I hope you got a little laugh out of us yapping.
Because we're so funny.
Well, we're critical thinkers who can yap and make it fun, for sure.
Yeah, but we're also funny.
I like to think we're funny.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, yeah, for sure. But thank you so much for joining us, and stay smutty. Bye-bye.